Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Clé Nadi and the Wishkitan of the Akwan. We're on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunashish for your patience as we learn. I'm Andy Klein, and welcome back to Juneau Afternoon, which is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years, and our first guest is here to preview a U.S. Coast Guard auxiliary class about boating skills seamanship. Stuart Robards is here. Stuart, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And, you know, in these strange times we have of the virus and all that, it's fun to talk about just a pretty normal thing that's part of our especially summer activities here in Juneau, and that's boating. And great kind of opportunity for us to think before the season starts about boating safety. So you guys are offering
especially
a course.
Because we lose people in Alaska every day to – or every year, I should say, to accidents. And we want to cut that – we want to bend that curve down if and bring it to zero if at all possible.
Yeah. Part of what you were saying to me just a moment ago is we have these beautiful boats now that have all these great systems on them that allow us to be safe and know where we are and have the all the courses plotted out. But – what happens if that screen goes blank, right? That's that's a big thing for
that's
people, right?
That's one of the questions we address.
Yeah. So tell me about a little bit about the course itself. It's set up along kind of a coursework that's set out by Boating Skills and Seamanship, which is a book that's out and is kind of teaches this course. Is that right?
Correct. That's that's our course text. This is a NASBLA-approved course. What's NASBLA? National Association of Boating Law Administrators. All 50 states sit at the table, so to speak, in addition to everyone else who teaches a boating safety class, especially the Coast Guard, sits at the head of the table, and power squadrons and U.S. boat, and oh my gosh, the list goes
right,
on and on.
Right.
Anyway, there is a basic course that they've all agreed on. This is goes beyond the basic course and teaches more topics.
I see. So let's go through a couple of those topics. What are some of the things that, how do you lay this out so that people that are coming in that just maybe are have a nice little boat, you kind of take them through the process of really thinking about how to be safe and then actually implementing that?
So what is a boat? For us, and for the purposes of this course, it's a stand-up paddleboard all the way up to a 65-foot yacht.
Okay.
And everything in between.
All right.
Okay. So especially I was parked down the – just – down on, toward the Thane Road one day, and there happened to be a SUP operator – boater, if you will, paddled out, and here comes a cruise ship. And I thought, such a sharp contrast, and they're all governed by the international treaties about rules of the road and
isn't
all
that
sort of thing.
Yeah, right. So what are the types of people that you get in or just have all kinds of different experience, huh? Or
so many people just think, oh, well, that's a power boater's course. I don't think I'll partake. But yes, indeed it is. As I mentioned previously, everything from SUPs, if you will, stand-up paddle boards all the way up to yachts.
Yeah, right, right.
And even the tour ships all are governed by rules of the road and should pay attention to navigational markers and basic boating safety principles and that sort of thing.
I'd like this one, trailering your boat as one. I could definitely use some lessons there. I've taken out a mailbox or two but trying to back my boat back up into a driveway.
I know how that works. And after we take the class, it's practice, practice, practice. Find a day when the launch ramp is not too busy, the one of your choice, and practice.
Yeah, right.
Because we're going to teach you some, give you a lot of pointers on maintenance of the trailer, of course, operation of a boat on a trailer. But you need to really get out and use everything that we teach you, so it becomes part of your skill set.
Another one here is weather and boating. It seems like we have really we can have some dangerous weather here and some fickle weather in Southeast Alaska, something that maybe you guys go over as well.
We do. Actually, as one of our members, who is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, pointed out, there are actually three different weather zones in Juneau alone that are slightly different as you start from downtown Juneau and head on out to
right.
the valley. You drive through at least three distinct, this is different. Are you sure, Mr. Weatherman? So they have to cut a happy compromise. But we take about 2.25 hours, and he goes through it in greater depth. And it's always kind of fun for we can teach the basic class, but as a meteorologist, you know, it's really great to have Brian with us. And they can ask, you know, anything, and he's really conversant and gets right down
That's great
to our level.
So this is Mondays and Wednesdays, and it goes from March
Correct.
16th to April 29th. So it's a number of
seven
courses.
Weeks.
It's 7 weeks.
It's seven yeah. weeks, and it has 14 episodes, and you really to complete it. What happens is we go through the same as a basic boating safety class in the first eight chapters and take a quiz. Like a midterm, if you will, mm-hmm. and we issue a pocket card. What's nice about the pocket card is most insurance companies, most of us have our boats insured, will recognize that. In Alaska, of course, there is no mandatory requirement to take a boating safety class, so most of the insurance adjusters see that and reduce the premium just a little bit, which is really nice.
Get
the course fee back again and again and again, in addition to all the things that you learned in the class.
For each one of these courses, do you have different experts that tend to teach each one, or do you have one main person? Are you the main person that's teaching it, or how do you kind of go about bringing in some of the expertise that's in Juneau?
In the vernacular, I'm a staff officer for public education. We have different jobs in our flotilla, or club, if you will, with the Coast Guard Auxiliary here locally, the Juneau Flotilla. And I want to have all of my instructors so that they can pick up any one of the topics and speak clearly and know the chapter intimately,
sure. mm-hmm.
so that the public is best served.
You have a number of instructors that kind of collaborate on this
course? I do. I have seven, and we work in rotation.
Well, that's great. I mean, in a way, that mixes it up for the course. And
it does. Slightly different styles, a little different persona.
Right, mm-hmm. right, exactly. Are there other kind of experts that you bring in besides a meteorologist?
Well, he's actually one of our members.
Oh, okay.
And we talked him into taking the class and teaching that particular topic, and then pretty quick it was slipped an application underneath his arm.
I see. And he's been with us
ever since.
So that's how that works. Okay, I get you now.
And we're always looking for new members. We are volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
We supplement with the Coast Guard's mission.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit about the auxiliary.
We can do everything the Coast Guard does except for law enforcement and military operations, which we shy away from those sorts of things because that requires a lot more training and constant vigilance and that sort of thing. But we do safety patrols. We're probably most famous for our vessel safety checks and our stickers that you see the boats that we inspect. And, of course, that's free and confidential. And we do that more aggressively as the snow abates here. And, of course, we teach classes now. This is our longer class, so we place it here purposely in the spring. So that hopefully that everybody will be all ramped up, and as the days become sunnier and longer, that they'll be yearning to be out of the classroom and back in their boat and practicing their skill set.
It's great. You have two rates. One's the – well, you have a – explain the rates that you've got here.
$60 for a student and $90 for a couple, and that's sharing a text.
Oh, that's great.
So the couple can be an adult and a child, if that's where you want to do it. We like to do husband and wife. The reason we want to do it is we present a challenge in the course. What happens if the other spouse, who's not necessarily the one who's the captain of the ship, is suddenly incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
Overboard,
yeah.
Ill, whatever. And you are suddenly in command.
Right, right. I mean, that is right.
And so we encourage.
There's a lot, I know a lot of folks who one or the other, the couple doesn't really know how to run the how to start the engine or how to do much on it, you know, or how to trailer it or anything.
We do have a shorter course, but we'd rather they take this course together.
Yeah. Okay.
So we encourage that.
Right. Any other parts of this that are interesting? That's particularly interesting to you? Lines and knots. That's kind of an interesting one.
Yes,
I like
we
that.
Teach knots that are necessary.
Yeah,
yes,
really
we
cool.
We get in there, roll our sleeves up, and we tie knots. just the ones that really are the basics.
Yeah.
We don't get into any fancy rope work or any of that sort of thing. But yeah, and we explain exactly why this knot is important to the operation of your boat.
I think another one that to me is interesting is the boat's radio, and then kind of all those electronic pieces of the boat. A lot of people have that stuff, but maybe now haven't really used it very much.
A lot of people buy chart plotters at the different retail outfits and go in and install it. Some people have it connected so that if they ever had to use their radio in an emergency, we would like to have them, and we talk about that and go into greater detail with them. For example, most of your marine radios, all of them, after I believe it is 89, anyway, have a couple of extra wires. And when you install a radio, it's, okay, what are these for? And your chart plotter just happens to have a couple extra wires. And I just happen to have in my little kit a little mate coupler that I'll give you if you don't have those attached, so that together, when you use it in a distress function, it'll send latitude and longitude and your numerical identification for that particular boat.
Oh, wow. So a real increased
safety feature.
Send it
as a group.
Yeah.
Here in Southeast Alaska, we have so much reflectance because of our tall mountains and that sort of thing, which the contiguous 48 do not. So oftentimes, because of that reflectance, they get a signal. It comes through the computer system and from the national database, the registration system. And then they would like to have latitude and longitude. And if you don't have those two mounted, you know that what the latitude and longitude is because it's reading on your chart plotter. But it doesn't go out through your radio necessarily unless they're coupled or you bought it as a set pre-installed in your boat.
Hmm. Wow. So once again, this is happening starting March 16th. Going to the 29th of April. It's Mondays and Wednesdays. It happens at the Juneau Yacht Club. And it's 6:30 to 8:45, so a good good commitment
sometimes
of time.
Sometimes it's shorter than that, but usually we go right to 8:45 with questions and answers and exercises at the end of the book and that sort of thing. We try to give you more than your money's worth.
Yeah, and again, $60 per person, but $90 as the couple rate as a way to encourage
sharing a text,
encourage people to get in there and do it with their first mate as well. And for more information, Stuart Robards is the person to call at 789-7097. And then you also got your email address here, juno@d17cgaux.org.
Right.
And,
that's our new web address for collecting all of our requests, be it vessel safety checks or more course information or anything about it, and especially if you'd like to join us and become a volunteer.
Sounds great. You're always looking for folks. How many folks are in total volunteer?
We actually have hundreds of us, but spread all over the state of Alaska. It's, you know, it's one person for I don't know how many square miles.
Yeah, that's right.
And we have more, by the way, we have more contiguous shoreline than the lower 48 all put together.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's amazing. Huge state and Coast Guard, obviously.
A big state to serve, and we love it.
Such a huge part of the safety that happens in the state. Yeah, incredible. Everyone who's been on the water any amount of time has a great Coast Guard story of when a scrape happened. Mm-hmm. So if what's your last kind of thing to sell if someone's thinking about this? I don't know. I've been boating for a while. I don't think I need it. What would you say to someone that might say that?
Come to the first class. I think we'll hook you.
That's all right. They'll get a hold of you the first class. All
yes,
right.
Indeed. Yes,
well, Stuart Robards, who's the staff officer here for public education at the Juneau Flotilla of U.S. Coast Guard Division 17 Auxiliary, thanks so much for coming in. It's Boating Skills and Seamanship. It's starting the 16th of March, going through the 29th of April. So it's a pretty extensive course, two nights a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, starting at 6:30 each night at the Juno Yacht Club. And it's only $60 per person and $90 if you want to go in as a couple. And for more info, you can contact Stuart Robards at 789-7097. Stuart, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about
this
and helping us stay safe on the water.
Thank you so much. All right.